Gibson flare-up yesterday?
No, he just had some tightness. He went through some of it today. It's more just precautionary, but I anticipate he'll be fine. Okay.
Ivory's going to play this week for sure.
He should, yeah. He again, I'll talk to him today, but I think he made another step today. So definitely arrows up for him. Like I said before, the issue is just more his conditioning and how he feels. What can we get from him? And I know that's improving.
So you go easy on him in terms of?
We'll see. We'll see. I think tomorrow, after we go through tomorrow, because tomorrow we do sprint him a little bit more, so we'll get a better feel for where he's at and just what we can count on.
What have you seen out of Gibson these first two games?
Gibson is doing very well for us back there. Some plays that you are concerned aren't concerns for us. You know, some of the open field tackles. He's had some opportunities with that. I think with T. Gip, the big thing with him is he is really strong-minded, very, very much so a competitor. His role this year compared to maybe in previous years is now he's in that leadership role where maybe there was other guys around him. Now that falls on him, and he's learning that role. But he's been very influential in that room.
What kind of week did you have?
Good week. Good week. Sunday can't come soon enough for many of these guys. You know, it's one of those things. But work and get into it and the details, we've always been detail-minded, but just that extra emphasis on it. I mentioned earlier, sweep the corners, all the little things. You know, whatever it is that we're doing, you know, let's relook at it and do everything we can to really put consistency together.
So those corners looking clean?
You know, it's getting there. We still have another day. We got another day.
Have you guys made T-shirts yet?
No.
You didn't ask
like
it the right
that,
way.
Man. It's not like that.
Did you just do what you do through the week, or did you change your approach in any way coming off of last week? Did you do anything different on the practice?
No, I think, you stay the course. But there's subtle changes that take place, emphasis points. We have them every week. As far as changes taking place, are there some points that you emphasize more on other week to week? Yes, without a doubt. Things have been more emphasized in certain areas. And, you try to be proactive, too, and look ahead to say, all right, these could be issues coming up. Let's make sure we stay on top of those things as well. So, yeah, different week as far as that's concerned. But overall philosophy, stay in the course, being true to it, stay consistent, that stuff has stayed
the same. What's your level of concern for the offensive line, the potential big shakeup that could be taking place on Sunday?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not too concerned about that. I think we've got guys that can step in and play. I've got a lot of confidence if it is a Tyler Shatley. He's been in the system. He's been in all the meetings, and you can see his confidence level. We're fortunate that when we have quarterback and center meetings with Ole to go through protections, he's been involved in all those meetings. And I think Linder's been a great asset for him. And, his progress has been good. So we feel good about him.
Follow-up to that, I mean, you've expressed in preseason how much the continuity of the offensive line is important. These guys haven't gotten the original five, what is it, seven quarters together maybe, and you don't know when that's
well, that's always a challenge. But they also know each other. They know how they communicate. They know each other's personalities and how they operate. And so that part is there. So you're right. There's going to be some things that are a learning curve because of that. But overall, the whole aspect of it, let's go.
What type of growth have you seen from Chris Reed? You know, he's going to probably either have a major role as a backup.
Now, Chris Reed is always, when we saw him in preseason, he really stood out. He did some good things. I think the first preseason game against the Jets when he played quite a bit, bigger body type guys, he really did a nice job. So for him, we felt good about it. I mean, he's on the 53 because of his performance in preseason. So, we anticipate the same thing when he comes in.
How close is Prince, or how concerned is
Prince will be more of a game time. I think we'll be more cautious with him. If he's not fully, close to 100%, then we'll err on probably keeping him out. But, I know he ran today, so I think today will be a big thing for me to, talk to the trainers and talk to him. I know during the week he felt like he was 70, 75%, so that's got to grow up there in order for us to play him.
Still think the same on Audric, what you said yesterday, would be tough for him Sunday?
Yeah, he is determined to play. So I think it's just his strength level. Where's his strength and how can he perform? And so that'll be more day-to-day as well.
If he can't play, Tyson would be in there. Who would be your backup 4B?
Avery.
Okay.
Timmy Jernigan has done a really good job of getting to the quarterback the first 2 weeks. What type of problems does he cause?
He, you know what? His get off and, very explosive. And his motor is goes a lot. It goes at a high speed. So he's just very active in there. Some three techniques are very active. Some just do their job, and you can count them. You know what you're getting from. He's more of an active type player for them.